I do like this guy we are about to hear about. He's a former life insurance salesman named Sean Fletcher, who a few years ago decided to take his office's art into his own hands. He literally took it off the walls and replaced it with new art by his friends and acquaintances.
My name is Sean Fletcher, and I'm the artist in residence, if you will, of the office slash gallery. The office gallery is a covert space operated in the San Francisco offices of a national firm. We're in the office of my employer. His name's Herb, and I think he's okay with it. I mean, I never necessarily asked to do any of this. You get a little tired of looking at prints of equestrian paintings, or, you know, there's a photograph of an albatross floating lightly over blue waves, and you get tired of it. So one afternoon on a Saturday, I came in with a couple of friends and took it down and put up our own stuff. And I've been curating shows here under the auspices of the office gallery ever since then. Okay, why don't we start over here? This is a piece by a woman named Renee Shear. Renee's been collecting pennies that she finds on the street, and she's put them up here. As to whether she found them heads up or heads down, they're all in these little plastic bags. So, and then they've got a little tag as the date that she found them. She's an interesting artist. She's been cataloging baby buggies, too, that pass by on the street. Now, I'm doing this, you know, while I'm at work. So for all anybody knows, you were sitting up in the waiting room there because you wanted to talk to me about your retirement portfolio. By the way, if you did want to talk about that, we can talk. But you'd call it, you'd make an appointment, and then I'd come down and take you through the office gallery. So yeah, so I don't tell anybody that I'm doing it, and nobody ever asks. I'm totally dependent on bureaucracy here, and that's just the way it works. I'm relatively sure that even if I did hang something offensive up in that conference room, that by the time it got around to who's responsible for that, I want that down, who do I talk to? By the time it got around to me, I'd probably have that down and new work up again. Sometimes putting these things together is a really seat-of-my-pants operation. I wish that I could say that I have gone out and canvassed the globe for artists that deal with this topic or that topic when we curate a show here. I usually say, hey, do you know somebody that works with statistics in their art? And one of the artists I've worked with or one of my friends will say, yeah, why don't you talk to so-and-so? Okay, and then I'll talk to them for a few minutes and they'll tell me about what they're doing. And yeah, that sounds really good. So, you know, I got another artist in the show. I studied art. I get a master's degree in art. I have an art resume. I've had shows. There was a mural on this wall that kept me up at night because I didn't know how that was going to go over when people came in the morning and found out that we'd painted on the wall here. Yeah, it said, keep your money in big letters across the top. And there was this map of the United States with these eagles. There was a woman named Jo Jackson that did the piece, but just sanded it off, painted over it. I thought it was going to be a lot of work, but it actually turned out not to be. For a while, it was also nice because the security guards knew what was going on. I usually have coffee and donuts for my openings. That's my thing, I guess. That would always give them the leftover donuts or beer or whatever was still hanging around. And we had this kind of unspoken relationship that it was okay and nobody gave me too much of a hassle. I had this opening here, though, and I got this call from the operations people asking me if I had some kind of an event here that night. And I got really belligerent and was like, what do you mean an event? I didn't have an event here. We had a study group. People have study groups here all the time. What's the deal? And there are 100 people signed in. I had no idea there were that many people here. 100 people. Wow, that many, huh? Didn't seem like that many. So ever since then, I've had to be kind of careful about how that works out. I get calls every once in a while from either clients of Herb's and mine that have seen this show and then gone back to their office and said, yeah, this really weird thing going on at Herb's office got curated art rotating every once in a while. And then they'll call and they'll say, how did you do that? Can we get artists to do that here? And I'll just put them in touch with whoever did it. My catchphrase is, I don't have anything to do with it. That's not why I'm here. You know, I'm making money already. I work here.
Sean Fletcher's covert office gallery came to an end after 3 years. He was fired. He now works in San Francisco as a financial advisor to artists and plans to use his revenues to open a real gallery of his own. Raquel Dillon produced that piece.